Okay. It could be Tychicus. I call it Tychicus. Whatever the Greek pronunciation is. We got a lot of those names that actually that are around this particular character or individual in the New Testament. But it was interesting to study him, find out more about what was going on around him and what he was involved in and how long he was involved in it. And kind of that's what the study is about this morning, is to understand a little bit more about what's going on. And by looking at him, you kind of have to look at the backdrop and you kind of see what's going on in the church too. So it's kind of a nice map. So he's actually in, I believe, five places. And the first place we find out about him is in Acts 20. When the uproar had ended, Paul sent for the disciples and, after encouraging them, said goodbye and set out for Macedonia. He traveled through that area, speaking many words of encouragement to the people, and finally arrives in Greece, where he stayed 3 months. Because some Jews had plotted against him, just as he was about to sail for Syria, he decided to go back through Macedonia. Probably unfair to ask, but you know. Got any idea which missionary journey this one is? It's not one, because he's going back into Greece. Huh? Third. It's a third. It's his third. When did he make it? When kind of... You got an idea about the time it was that he made that third missionary journey? We don't usually study that either. But anybody got one of those great things in the back of their Bible that says, here's the missionary journey and here's AD when it was done and all that other stuff? Nope. Somewhere around 53 to 57 AD. So mid-century. A little bit after mid-century, but around mid-century. Where do you spend most of his time on his third journey? Now this one you ought to know. Ephesus. You're right. How long was he there? 3 years. Okay, so whereas the other journeys, he went somewhere and he either got chased out or he didn't find what he wanted, you know, like in Athens, or he just decided it was time to move on. But he stayed at Ephesus for 3 years. Did I ask that one? Yeah. He stayed there for 3 years. He was there a long, long time. What kind of place was Ephesus? Everything was Roman. It's more Greek-like. It was part of the Seleucid Empire. It's a deep water port. It has a river that runs up into the country. And it's a whole lot cheaper to float something big to get it to where it needs to go than it is to carry it over land. So it was a big deal. Ephesus was a big city. It was Greek in the fact that it was pagan. It wasn't dominated by Jews. It was dominated by pagans. I believe Artemis was the god. And there were a lot of silversmiths that were there. And that's part of the reason they had an uproar. Because they were selling silver statues of Artemis. So, yeah, it's a big port. Big major port. It's in Turkey. Today, Turkey. Okay, so here's the journey. And you can kind of see where he hops around. And you can see right there near the top where Troas is just a little bit north of that one, actually a little bit south, is where he went. So you can kind of see where he hopped off from. You've got Ephesus below Asia. I'm sorry, not near Troas. It's below Asia, kind of in the middle down there. It's kind of hard to read. But he left from Antioch, and he made the whole circle, stopped at Ephesus for 3 years, and then just happened to go from there over to Macedonia, through Macedonia, down to Corinth, back up again. But then this time he came back to Jerusalem. So that was his third journey. This is a long journey. This is a lot of time that he spent. That's why 53, 57 AD, 4 years. It would take at least 4 years to go this length of this journey particularly when you stay at one place for 3 years. This is his longest, by far, his longest journey that he took. What's that? Oh. Thank you. Yeah, Ephesus is right there as a major port that led in to this particular... Huh? No, this is what modern day... this over here is Syria. This is all Turkey. Well, it's the whole region here, and they're going to go over to Italy, which is over here, but they're going to go into Greece. They're going to go down here into Egypt, where Alexandria is. So you have got that whole part of the world. But you've got this Mediterranean basin that is just, it's well-traveled. They've got good ships to go all over the sea. But that's his third journey. And he was accompanied by Sopater, son of Pyrrhus from Berea, Aristarchus, and Secundus from Thessalonica, Gaius from Derbe, Timothy also, and Tychicus, and Trophimus from the province of Asia. These men went ahead and waited for us at Troas. But we sailed from Philippi after the festival of the unleavened bread, and 5 days later joined the others at Troas, where we stayed for 7 days. So they went up from here to Troas. And then from Troas, which is still part of Asia, they jumped off and went into Greece. So, who accompanied Paul while he was in Ephesus? Somebody's going to say, all those guys up there. A whole bunch of people, okay? It's kind of a long list. Sopater, Aristarchus, Secundus, Gaius, Timothy, Tychicus, and Trophimus, depends on where you put the accent on the syllable or syllable, right? And, well, Luke wasn't numbered among the numbers, though. Where are they from? All over the place. That's like all those guys. He's from Berea. I'm not sure whether Berea is on my map. Hang on a second. Berea should be around in this region somewhere, because everybody came from... Huh? Where? More to the left? Oh, Berea's right here. It's in Greece. So he's Greek. He's not Egyptian. I don't think anybody came from Egypt. Macedonia. Three of them were from Macedonia. One's from Pamphylia. Pamphylia is up in the Turkey area. Timothy, obviously, from Jerusalem. And the other two were from Asia. Asia being a big, big continent we look at it as, but Asia was kind of the deeper part of Turkey today. So that's kind of where they were all from. So they were from that part of the... What's it right there? That's not the Aegean Sea, is it? Does anybody remember the... Is that the Aegean Sea? So they're right around the Aegean Sea. They're all from right around there. Who were the locals? Which one of those would you consider locals? Well, Berea isn't local, right? And Macedonia is not local. Jerusalem's not local. Tychicus, Trophimus. They're both from Asia. They're from that general region. Go across the street to the west. Asia's to the east, yeah. That was, but they broke Asia up into Pamphylia and different areas when they had Cappadocia. Don't get to say Cappadocia a lot, but Cappadocia is one of the areas around it. Yeah. Yes, and I'll get into that.
If you put it in today's, time, say the United States, now where would he go? Would he go to New York, California, Michigan? Say the area seems so vast, where you go, it would take 3-4 years. Would they do the same thing? Like, say it was the United States, that he was there. Paul.
Well, it's major cities.
Well,
and he
traveled.
Yeah. Huh?
That big an area?
Yeah, they travel that big an area. They either walk it or they get on a ship. A ship's a lot faster. You can go in 15, maybe up to 20 miles an hour. You get a good breeze on a ship. If you're going to walk, it's going to be 4.
But it would be that big an area?
It'd be that big of an area that he would take. And he went to Antioch. He went to Ephesus. He was in Jerusalem. He was in the major cities that he went to. I'd have to look at the distances to see what they are. It might be kind of like going around the Gulf of Mexico.
I'm thinking about the Lewis and Clark expedition, how long it took them to explore as far as they could.
Well, yeah, part of their problem was is they weren't going from here to here. They were going up to there and then back down to there to get to there. Okay. So, that's our first introduction to Tychicus. How much did we get out of that? Not a whole lot. But we've kind of got a mark in the line. When did they first meet? Probably around 53 AD. That's where you have him. You don't have him mentioned in the first journey. You don't have him mentioned in the second journey. He's only mentioned starting in the third journey. And he was there. He was there for a while with Paul. We don't know how long, whether it was the last year or all 3 years, but he was there with Paul for quite a while. So now he joined into Ephesians. Makes sense, right? Where do you meet him? Ephesus. Okay, so it makes sense. So this is the end of the book to the folks at Ephesus, and it's a closing book. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray for me also, that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will be fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should. Tychicus, the dear brother and faithful servant in the Lord, will tell you everything so that you will know, so that you also may know how I am and what I am doing. I am sending him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are, and that he may encourage you. It's a little different perspective on this one. Where's Paul when he writes this letter? Roman jail. He's in prison. Which imprisonment is it? This is tricky. Yeah, think about this one. Huh?
His last.
His last. No, it's not his last. Oh, somebody besides Mary is going to venture a guess, aren't they? She's the only brave soul? What's the first one? What's his first imprisonment? See if I wrote it up there. Ah. Remember when he had his imprisonment in Philippi? They throw him in jail, and then he said, you threw me in jail, and I'm a Roman citizen, and you didn't give me any trial. And they were all upset. Oh, my goodness. So this is technically his second that we know of. His first was in Philippi. When was Ephesus written? Later than 57.
60.
Yeah, from what I had, 60 to 62 AD, somewhere in that time frame. Who's Paul sent to Ephesus? The name. Tychicus. He sends Tychicus. I have some more words. Yes, I did. Why do you think he sends Tychicus? They've known each other since about 54 A.D. Huh? A love brother? A faithful brother. What's Tychicus is doing right now with Paul?
He's serving Paul.
He's serving Paul while he's in prison.
He's his legs
for everything. And he's grown a lot. Yeah, he wants to reassure him that he's okay. How do you think Paul feels about Ephesus? After 3 years spent in there? He didn't spend 3 years anywhere else. They had elders. It was well established. I would say he put a lot of skin in the game. He really focused in on Ephesus. What's he supposed to do? What's Tychicus supposed to do? Weldon talked about some of it. What else is he supposed to do? And you alluded to it also, to what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to tell him how Paul is. How is Paul doing? I mean, they knew Paul very, very, very intimately. So they want to know, how are you really doing? You know, we hear these stories. I'm sure there's stories going all over the place. We need somebody that firsthand experience that can tell us how Paul's doing. Okay, that's part of it. What's the other part of it?
He's also taking that letter to the Ephesians,
too, isn't he? Yeah, the letter's going to go because it's
refreshing, you know, to reassure the brethren that Paul is still keeping on.
What's the theme in the book of Ephesians? Part of it's keep on keeping on. Okay, he's to encourage them. Why would they need that encouragement? Huh?
Unity?
Yeah, divisions that are occurring. They've got a lot of pressure. They've got a lot of pagan pressure. They've got to where they want to maybe bring some of this stuff in to fit in. Okay? You see divisions according to different status, slave, free, Jew, Gentile. You're seeing that starting to creep in, which is what Brent was alluding to, was unity, because there's divisions that are starting. And so I think he sent Tychicus there to also get a first-hand look at what's going on and try and give him guidance. So now he's Paul's agent, if you will, to use those terms. That's a lot of trust to put in somebody where you spent 3 years somewhere. You can't go, but you send somebody. Who do you send? Somebody who's your trusted agent. Somebody who you know is well steeped in God. Moving on. In Colossians, writes another letter to people at Colossae. Where's Colossae? Asia or in Greece? Macedonia. Boom, 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 boom. It's in Macedonia, I believe. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too that God may open a door for our message, that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I proclaim it as clearly as I should. Be wise in the opportunity you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. So you can see this is his closing part that Paul has, strengthening. For this letter, where is he when he writes this letter? This is kind of easy.
Back in prison again.
He's still in the same prison. Okay, same one. He's in Rome, still in prison. The same kind of prison that he was in Ephesus when he wrote that book. But this is kind of a house arrest prison in this particular one. Why is he writing the letter to Colossae? Anybody remember? It's a short letter. I'm going to take that as a no. Divisions and legalism. You need to follow these rules. Okay, you're not following these rules, you're lost. Okay, and the divisions that are going on amongst them. So they had the same kind of problems as Ephesus. When was it written? The other one was 60 to 62 AD. It was while he was in prison. Kind of seems reasonable that somewhere between the same as the book of Ephesus that he wrote to Ephesus. He's in prison. He's writing letters to those places he's gone before. Continuing on, Tychicus will tell you the news about me. He is a dear brother, a faithful minister, and a fellow servant of the Lord. I am sending him to you for the express purpose that you may know about our circumstances and that he may encourage your hearts. He is coming with Onesimus, our faithful and dear brother, who is one of you. They will tell you everything that is happening here. So he pairs him with someone. Who does Paul send? To Colossae. Tychicus. What's he supposed to do? How he's doing? Yep. Bring him the news. First-hand account. Oops. And to encourage them. Same mission as when he goes to Ephesus as when he goes to Colossae. Now, do we know he may have written letters to Troas? He may have written letters to he did write letters to Thessalonica. But we don't have the letters to Troas, certainly. So what's Tychicus become to Paul? I think I talked about this on the last one. Does he have other people with him while he's in Rome? We learn later on he did. But the only one he seems to be sending is Onesimus was... I guess you would call him almost, it looks like he's almost a sidekick. Okay, he's sent along with Tychicus as another servant to go along with him. But the one who he really puts his stock into is Tychicus, isn't it? His trusted agent. I have another one. So about how long has Tychicus at this particular point been with Paul? Okay, I'll do the math. It's 54, 55 when he first met him. Now it's 60 to 62. Yeah, about 7-8 years. Oops. 5 to 7, but it's probably closer to 7 years. It's been a while. This isn't just a, I met this guy and I'm like that. He's been with Paul for years. Imagine being with Paul for years. That could have been hard. Because Paul was kind of, I always kind of viewed Paul as kind of a no slack jack, okay? When Mark didn't go along with him, he said, hey, I don't need him anymore. He left us in the middle of the last one, I don't need him anymore, and Barnabas took him. So now Paul may have grown now, he may have softened some since he's been in jail or prison. But boy, he's got a fire, doesn't he? But he's been around him for that long. Wasn't the first one. I think he went the second one, and I think he went again on the third. I'd have to go back up to that other chart.
Probably when he sent him out. It was just a one trip.
Oh, did he go to Ephesus and come back and go to Colossae and go back? I don't know. He was in Rome, so it would have made sense because he had to come from Rome, and he probably sailed through the Med, came up through the Aegean, probably stopped at Colossae, had a letter. Then he went over to Ephesus, had a letter, and then he may have sailed back. Hard to say. He couldn't be gone too long because, like I said, he was Paul's arms and legs for a lot of things. And Paul needed them back. My fellow prisoner, Aristarchus, sends to you greetings, as does Mark, the cousin of Barnabas. You have received instructions about him. If he comes to you, welcome him. Jesus, who is called Justice, also sends greetings. These are the only Jews among my co-workers for the kingdom of God, and they have proved a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you and a servant of Christ Jesus, sends greetings. He is always wrestling in prayer for you, that you may stand firm in all the will of God, mature and fully assured. I vouch for him that he is working hard for you and for those at Laodicea and Hierapolis. Our dear friend Luke, the doctor, and Demas send greetings. Give my greetings to the brothers and sisters at Laodicea and to Nympha and to the church in her house. What's the background of most of these people? What's their religious, if you will, experience prior to Paul? Most of them. Which would be pagan. Only how many Jews? Justice. Also called Jesus. So he's got two. Everybody else, their background is paganism. They're all Gentiles. So what does that make Tychicus? He's a pagan. He was a pagan. His background was being a pagan. Interesting that the main people ministering to Paul, an apostle, they were all Gentiles, except for two. I found that interesting. Going on to Titus. Titus is a couple reasons we picked that one up, but I'm going chronologically on how he wrote those. He wrote those two letters to Colossae and to Ephesus while he was in prison. But avoid foolish controversies and genealogies and arguments and quarrels about the law, because these are unprofitable and useless. Warn a divisive person once, and then warn them a second time. After that, have nothing to do with them. You may be sure that these such people are warped and sinful. They are self-condemned. As soon as I send Artemis or Tychicus to you, do your best to come to me at Nicopolis, because I have decided to winter there. Do everything you can to help Zenas, the lawyer, and Apollos on their way, and see that they have everything they need. Our people must learn to devote themselves to doing what is good in order to provide for urgent needs and not live unproductive lives. Everyone with me sends you greetings. Greet those who love us in the faith. Grace be with all of you. Where's Paul when he writes Titus? Not in prison. He doesn't know who's going to join him there. He really wants, I think, everybody to join him there. But he's going up to Nicopolis. Nicopolis is up north towards Troas and that area, if I remember things correctly. So he's going up in that particular area. When does Paul write this letter to Titus? It's after 62. Maybe as late as 67. Not much later than 66 or 67. So it's been a few years. So he was in prison for a while. Where's Titus? Why did I ask that one? Titus is in Crete. So he's, now that's an island. Everybody knows that's south of Greece, right? Who's Paul sending to Titus? Somebody or somebody? Artemis or Tychicus. So now that he's out of prison, who's traveling with him? Tychicus. At least Tychicus, as soon as he got released from prison, Tychicus stayed with Paul. He's continuing to stay with Paul. Now it's 66 AD. If they first met and got together in 54, it's been at least 8 years that they've been together. That was the good news book. Now we get into 2 Timothy. Do your best to come quickly, to come to me quickly. For Demas, because he loved the world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia, and Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, because he is helpful to me in my ministry. I sent Tychicus to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak I left with Carpus at Troas, and my scrolls, especially my parchments. Alexander the metalworker did a great deal of harm. The Lord will pay him for what he has done. You too should be on your guard against him, because he is strongly opposed to our message. This is the last reference to Tychicus in the New Testament, is out of 2 Timothy. Why can't Paul go to Timothy? He's in jail, okay? This is his third and final imprisonment. This is a bad one. Where the other one may have been better conditions, it may have been more open, he's now in prison. He's locked away. He's really locked away. What was prison like then for somebody who was locked away like that? They feed you? Deep in the dungeon. Did they feed you? Nope, they didn't feed you. It depended on somebody who knew you or loved you was supposed to bring you food. They'd bring you clothes, and if you didn't have anything, whatever you could get in prison from somebody else that brought something, that's how you survived.
This kind of looks like when he was in the second prison, though. That's when he was in the second prison when he sent Tychicus to Ephesus.
Well, he sent Tychicus more than once to Ephesus, but this imprisonment is he didn't, because this one isn't with a letter.
He left his cloak, he wants to tell they left Troas, which was before he was arrested the second time.
Well, he left it at Troas, he left his parchments, he left different things, but Nicopolis is right by Troas. And this is definitely his third imprisonment. This is the bad one, because this is the one everybody leaves him. This one is so harsh, you see everybody jumping ship. The last one, the second imprisonment, it wasn't that harsh. People were there. There was a lot of people around Paul. In this particular one, there was hardly anybody around Paul. Everybody left. I imagine he may have sent Tychicus to Ephesus more than twice. He may have sent him 3 or 4 times. When did he write this letter? Supposedly. Nobody knew the other answers, so 68, 69 AD. What's a big event coming up for the Jews that they aren't going to like? What happens in 70 AD? Destruction of Jerusalem. They raise it to the ground. Totally and utterly destroyed. Where's Tychicus?
Ephesus.
He's at Ephesus. Back at Ephesus again. Where do you think Alexander is? He could be anywhere. Couldn't he? He could be anywhere. He might have been at Athens. He might have been anywhere, but he might also be in Nicopolis. He may have been the person that was involved in getting Paul arrested. Because again, that region is the metal workers, what they were doing. What were they making? They can make images of pagan gods. I don't know what the god was at Nicopolis, but that's where most history says he got arrested again in Nicopolis when he was there. At my first defense, no one came to my support, but everyone deserted me. So it's bad conditions for Paul in this imprisonment. Everybody's left. May it not be held against them, but the Lord stood by my side and gave me strength, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. And I was delivered from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and bring me safely to this heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. So Paul's status. He's alone. He's all alone. Everybody's left. Sent somewhere away, but everybody else pretty much is left. Who's a Roman emperor at this time? All this history, geography. Susan said something, but I couldn't read her lips. Depending on what time it is, if it's 68 AD or less, it's Nero. What kind of guy was Nero?
Vile.
He was a nut. Yeah, he was a nut, but he was vile. Okay. He used to, in his garden, strap Christians to poles, douse them down with oil, and light them on fire. So he'd have lighting in his garden at night. That's the kind of guy Nero was. He burned half of Rome and blamed it on the Jews. Huh? Well, he's not dead. And Nero would certainly be the lion's mouth, wouldn't he? Yeah. He could have been entertainment in Rome for Nero. If it's a little later, if it's 69, there's Galba, Otho, Vitellus, or Vespasian. They were killing each other pretty fast in 69 AD, okay? Coming up to trying to stabilize who was going to be the new Roman emperor after Nero died. And they killed Nero. So you had a whole bunch of people it could have been. I don't think there was a lot of focus necessarily on the Christians. They were just trying to stay alive. So pay your money, take your chances. I think it probably was Nero that he's underneath in this imprisonment. And that may have been where Paul met his end. Not sure. A lot of history. Some people in, huh? Yeah, he did. He built his golden palace, and he burned part of... Yep. And he took communion to blame it on, make him a scapegoat. So at this point, Tychicus is still with him, right? He's been sent again to Ephesus. How long has he been with him? 13, 14 years, if it's 68, 69 A.D.? It's a long time to be at Paul and to learn from an apostle. Oops. So what do we know about Tychicus? What kind of person is he?
Dedicated.
He's definitely dedicated. He's a Gentile. He was an encouragement. He was someone who taught to areas that were near and dear to Paul's heart, didn't he? I mean, he was sent out as his agent to talk about how Paul was. He was someone that was there through thick and thin. What kind of friend is he to Paul? Probably one of his closest friends he had. Thick and thin, Tychicus was with Paul. Whatever needed to be done, Tychicus did it. Basically, Paul dedicated his life to God. So did Tychicus. It's a pretty strong character. I didn't have an appreciation for Tychicus. Well, I couldn't even say Tychicus before I started studying this one. I didn't have an appreciation for the kind of character you have associated with Tychicus. He's one of those characters that's in the background. We got a lot of people around here that do a whole bunch of stuff in the background. You never see them. They're Tychicuses. okay? They're that person that's there through thick and thin. They're always doing what needs to be done. They're picking up the slack. They'll do whatever you tell them to do. That's a Tychicus. Paul, yeah, Bob.
Well, we see how harsh it was in prison. And the last time when he went, for the last time he was going to be there, he was chained to two guards at all times because they didn't want him to escape. And out of this come every one of them guards that were chained to him, because they would change him probably once a month or something. They didn't stay all the time. They all converted to the Lord. He brought them to the Lord. And when they got back to their town, they would bring a lot more people to show you it was a win-win situation. I mean, it looked bad.
It was bad.
To show you what come out of it.
Good,
yeah.
Good came out of it, but it was an extraordinarily harsh situation. The kind of imprisonment you're talking about is the one Peter was in, where he was chained to guards. He was inside the prison. He was deep in the prison. Was Paul deep in the prison that way? It doesn't say. We just know this was a very harsh imprisonment compared to the second imprisonment.
But a lot of them, like I say, when they changed them off, so a lot of them did, you know, come to the Lord. Because, you know, being with them, see, went through.
What was Paul's mission? Who is he ministering to? The Gentiles. That was his mission. He always wanted to go to Rome, and that's how he got there. Next week is you. You're teaching, right? No? Doug? Okay. So we're going to pick up with another character. I have one of the ones I got that was mentioned there, which is Demas. And he's going to be a bigger challenge. Thank you.